This episode of Queen of the Ratchet is being sponsored by reparations. If you're white, come pay my bills.
We're also being sponsored by Not a Chance in Hell. If you're an able-bodied individual, go get a damn job. That song is one of the many songs that Queen of the Ratchet has done. You can find that song on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, any musical streaming service you like. Go get your life. And we're back. Life keeps happening. The pettiness keeps going and we keep on shading it down. I'm Cruella DeVille from Disney's Cruella.
Another day being STD free and keeping this cuda cat free. We stay winning, bitch. I'm Medusa from Disney's The Rescuers.
Let it be known that I am the master of my petty ass mind and I ain't cussed anybody out today. I'm Tremaine from Disney. Is Cinderella.
Two steps forward and two steps back, but darling, no one can steal our joy, and that's a fact. I'm Edna from Disney's Incredibles, darling.
Let's just go ahead and get right into it. Allegedly, Little Red Riding Hood is a member of the Ku Klux Fairy. Cinderella, you want to talk about it?
Of course, Cruella, you gonna bring up a topic that has mess attached to it.
Listen here, you musty mole rat. I'll bring up what I want to talk about on my podcast. Now, is Red Riding Hood a member of the Ku Klux Fairies or not?
You know that Kardashian reject ain't finna answer the question. I'm just letting y'all know that I'm rooting and celebrating everything black. I'm Tiana from Disney's A Princess and the Frog.
Girl, get your series off the ground before you try to come for anything of mine. I have several movies and a series in my favor. What the hell you got, bitch?
When you stay on your knees, of course Walt Disney and his executives are willing to please.
What the hell you trying to say about me right now, Tiana?
Just know there's a lot of stuff locked away in Disney's magic vault that you don't want me to unlock right now. So careful. Tread lightly.
Oh, no. Go ahead and unlock that shit because I want to hear about it. And I'm sure the petty audience does, too.
I'm really trying to keep it unseasoned for a reason because if it wasn't Black History Month, I would gather you right now.
Baby, what we not finna do is act like we can't walk up out this studio and handle things, okay? Because when we were at the princess party last week, you ain't had shit to say to me, but now you want to come up into the studio acting a certain way, bitch? I got your number, okay? We'll handle this after the podcast.
And what went down at the princess party? I feel like I need an update. What's the tea?
Bunch of mess that don't need to be addressed, but at the end of the day, the Disney princesses are always coming for Cinderella, but Cinderella still stays at the top.
Darling, only weak hoes refer to themselves in third person. Can you stop, please?
Speaking of thirds or three things, the three petty pigs are suing the Queen of the Ratchet podcast for defamation of character. Do you want to address this, Cruella?
What I want to say will probably be used against me in fairy tale courts, but what I will say to Penny, Petunia, and Pagonia is, don't make me do a pot roast on that ass.
I'm still not over what the three petty pigs accused the big bad wolf of doing. And at the end of the day, before they even stepped to Cruella or the Queen of the Ratchet podcast, they need to take their ass to court and handle that situation. Well, bring me up to speed right now. What the hell did you do to them to make them want to sue you, Cruella?
How about you tell her first what happened at the princess party and maybe she'll tell you her information. You're always in somebody's damn business, but you don't want to tell your own business, do you?
See, that's why I didn't want you on the podcast. You better be lucky I'm still seated, because when I rise from this seat,
you ain't gonna be doing nothing but looking like a stiff piece of corn on the cob, because you ain't gonna touch me. You ain't gonna do nothing but just sit there and look like a stiff, unseasoned corn on the cob.
How did we get here?
I don't know, but I just want to say I'm really thoroughly enjoying all the pettiness coming out of everyone's mouth right now. I'm seriously thinking that this show, Queen of the Ratchet, needs to be a cartoon series.
It's not that it needs to be a cartoon series. It's going to be a cartoon series. We have influenced the culture and kept this going for years and years at a time.
So how do we get everything to the next level? Well, we're looking for 2D cartoonists to come on and help with movement. We're also looking for people to join the Discord and also donate funds, because you know what? This type of thing's going to cost some money. But you know what? We believe in manifestation, and we believe to the journey to the top, babe. And you know what? However long it takes us to get there, just know that we are going to get there. Now, with that being said, we hope that you're following everything that's Queen of the Ratchet. Till next time.
Also, darling, if you're not a member of the Queen of the Ratchet Discord, darling, please subscribe and follow. The link is below.
Ta-ta!